again this morning in the first chapter of the book of Isaiah. Some of the things the last couple of Sundays caused me to come back here once again. I got to thinking how pitiful most people try to worship God in a one of the popular things they said is, did you go to church last Sunday? First thing, they don't understand what church is. And they don't do much churching. Yeah, almost all of it's left off. They've got all kind of services now, even in some of the so-called churches. With one fella, he likes contemporary, another likes this, another likes that. So we have several services so we can satisfy everybody. And it kind of makes me go back to what the Lord said. He said, call a solemn assembly. And they think all nowadays all there is to it is just what they call go to church. Get on your Sunday's best, and that's their sacrifice. And then when I think about it, the people of old, they sacrificed with great diligence, but still it didn't have any substance. It was all of a carnal nature. And that's all what they call worship today is of a carnal nature. It satisfies the mind of man. And it soothes his conscience that he has done something. Now, the reason that he has to do that, because he's under the condemnation of the Lord, and he understands that perfectly well, that's the reason he has to go and do something. And if they don't do what they call going to church, they say they can worship anywhere. Another thing I find strange is that most people today think that they just need the New Testament. My goodness. We'd be way short of the Word of the Lord if that's all we had was the New Testament. But that's just how much knowledge man has of the true Word of God. All these things happened unto Israel. For what? For our example. That we might know what the Lord said.
Right.
Another thing that we might say here too is that the Lord has always said, but man doesn't take that to heart.
Right.
Never has. He won't take it to heart. It's absolutely outside of his power because of his carnal nature. He wants to just hang on to his own way. I guess we'll begin here in verse 2. He said, hear. That's the most important word in all this Bible. Is hear. Lord told Moses, he said, to go down and tell the people. Not just tell them, but tell them what they ought to hear. Go down and read the law to them. Tell them what they ought to hear. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Well, what I thought about here was that the heavens and the earth are a testimony against man. Of course, we'd go by over in the first chapter of the book of Romans, we'd see that again over there, that the creation is a testimony to the glory of God. And I think the main question here is that for the people of God, is it asked, what do you glory in? Lord has spoken those things that we ought to hear. And that ought to be our glory, that He has spoken to us. I have nourished and brought up children, and they've rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. I think that's one of the problems of man, is he don't ever consider these things. He put them far from him. That's what a rebellion is. It's just putting these things far from you. Don't consider them. And don't be worried with them things. Go down here to a church that'll tell you some things that won't worry you. Ah, sinful nation, the people laden, they carrying a heavy burden, you understand? In all their trying to worship God in themselves, it's a burdensome thing. When we talk about liberty and peace, we're out from under this thing. Delivered from that. Delivered from that self-service and look unto the service that God has presented. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers. You just keep on producing the same old thing. You know what, though? It doesn't stop there. It gets worse and worse. This seed is corrupt. The seed of evildoers, children, they are corrupters. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. That's what the Lord told Isaiah. Go tell him. Go tell him. You know, that's the whole deal, though, of getting away with the Old Testament and just having new. They don't want to consider those things of old. That same thing you're doing with trying to do away with the law. Say, the law done away with. No. Never. This is the Word of God. Just like he told Moses, go tell the people. Now he's telling Isaiah, go tell the people. During a great period of time, even under many kings, things didn't change. Same word. They forsaken the Holy One of Israel. Now, unto anger, they're gone away backwards. Had radio on this morning. We have a southern gospel music on. Some of it's all right and some of it's trash. Had one on this morning. Said, let me think how that one line went. My God is a good, good God. He's always going with me. And I'm thinking, yeah, sometime he'll turn me into anger, too. Because he's not very well pleased with this stuff that's going on today. I guarantee it. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there's no soundness in it. He's talking about in the people. But wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they've not been closed. You just left gaping open. Neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. No ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it. It in your presence. But it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. If you go in your commentary, it'll probably go telling you all about this time when the Israelite people are being confronted by all kinds of things. But that's not what he's talking about here. It wasn't necessary that Chaldeans is going to come up on them, or Syrians are going to come up on them, or all these things. Their land was wasted under their own hand. And it's the same way today. Things have not changed. Our land is wasted. And it's burned up. It hadn't happened yet, but it's fixing to. This whole world is going to be cleansed by fire. And that's what he's talking about here. He's not talking about some historical thing that's going to happen here. He's talking about the things that's going to happen to everybody that doesn't bow the knee to the Lord. And we all live in this world that is rotten, an open sore, putrefied, no ointment, no balm in Gilead. And a daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Isn't anything there. Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant. Now, this is the only good part about this. You know, it's an amazing thing that the Lord didn't destroy the whole thing. Could have. Could have taken it all out. But the Lord left it. It wasn't anything Israel gonna do. They was trying awful hard. They sacrificed daily. They still over there kissing the wall and all that kind of garbage, and killing one another, thinking they're doing God service. Not only with a sword, but with their mouth. You understand that James said the mouth, you know, it's the worst thing in the world. He'd tell people there's peace, peace, when there isn't any peace. There'd be battle going on all around them. They'd be telling people, oh, my goodness, you know, things are really peaceful. Y'all just need to look past that. Lord hadn't left a remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Said, hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom, give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. You know what this sounds to me like? That it would be easier for Sodom and Gomorrah to do it than it is for you people right now. Even though you have had the word of the Lord all about you, it's been read over and over and over. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I'm a full of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and the Sabbaths, the callings of assemblies, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity, even the solemn meetings. Well, that's what I said, it call a solemn assembly. But there must be some substance there. It can't just be a solemn assembly. The Catholic people can put on a mighty fine solemn assembly, but it doesn't have any substance. First place, there isn't any judgment there. It's all just a good old God. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I'm weary to bear them. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make your prayers, I'll not hear. Because your hands are full of blood. They just keep carrying the same old message. God's just good. That's it. And he'll allow anything. And your meagerest oblation is pleasant to him. But no, that won't work with the Lord. There isn't but one sacrifice that's pleasing unto him. And it's not of man. That's the whole thing. It's not of man. What in the world could man do to pay God? It's just beyond me that people would even think that they could please God in themselves. No way a man can stand before the holy God of Israel on his own. No amount of sacrifice. We do have a historical facts laid out before us that the people were so intent on offering up some kind of sacrifice that'd be pleasing that they killed their own children. But it isn't any different today. People are still offering up even their own children and taking them away from things of the Lord. Now, 66th chapter, we'll just jump all the way back. Verse 1 here, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me? In other words, what in the world could you build? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. That's the only thing that's pleasing to God. You know, when a man gets in this condition, then he don't have any sacrifice of himself to offer up. Wow. So now he looks unto that holy God of Israel for his sacrifice. He that killeth an ox as if he slew a man. And he that sacrifices a lamb as if he had cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an eye. Blowing that holy smoke. Old priest got his soul censored and swinging around and blowing that holy smoke out. I've told the story before. You know, I won't go through the whole thing, but they even worry about pouring their water from their little crucible up there. They worried about what they're going to do with that holy water. Can't put it in a sewer. Man, yea, they've chosen their own ways. Still do it. That's the reason we have this Old Testament. We still do. And their soul delighteth in their abominations. That's what the glory is. I also will choose their delusions. I'm going to give them, you know, the ones I want them to have. And will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that which I delighted not. Then he said, Here we are again. Here. I just wonder how many times in this book did it say that. Even if it didn't say it in these exact words, it's still saying, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake. My goodness, we live in a time when that's happened more than ever before, I believe. The true people of God, the Israel of God, that's who he's talking about here. He's not talking about that Israel over there that Isaiah was told to go tell. And we want to cut it in two and say, well, he was talking to those people. No, he was talking to people of all ages. It didn't stop there. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, see, I think they're doing God's service. Let the Lord be glorified. Now, what does that sound like to you? Folks are running around all over this country today saying, we're going to give God the glory. And all time they're glorying in what they're doing. Wow. But he shall appear to your joy. It doesn't matter if they kick you out. It's a whole lot better if they kick you out. Yep. He'll appear to your joy. And they shall be ashamed. Maybe not today. But they shall. A voice of noise from the city. A voice from the temple. A voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense to his enemies. This is a voice that we need to listen to. Before she travailed, she brought forth. You know, this is from the foundation of the world. Yeah. Yeah. before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. Who hath heard such a thing? Naturally, that's what people would say. That's what they say in the day. Man, if we don't get out there and get it done and get those folks saved, saved from what? They don't know what they're saving them from. Who has seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Well, actually, yeah. Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children past tense. So shall I bring to the birth and not cause to bring forth, saith the Lord? Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith of God, thy God, rejoice ye with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Amen. This is seed. This is a true seed here. Those that love her. Born of the love of Christ. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her, that ye may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolations, that ye may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. Oh, what glory, what glory. I enjoy, I've said many times, going back in the book of Ezekiel, and he starts off in all this glory. Glory, glory, glory. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river. It's just going to flow and get deeper and deeper and wider. And the trees of healing going to be on the sides of it. And the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck. Ye shall be borne upon her sides and be dandled upon her knees as one whom his mother comforteth. So will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem, city of God. It's pretty good stuff here. Problem is, there's always that but they would not. They would not. But listen, the Lord said, and that's enough. Lord said it. But we as carnal have a little problem sometimes with what the Lord said. We're always fumbling over the scripture and worrying over all these historical things and all this, and some of them are good, you know, but the real message is not in those things. It's not in what king was there or any of this other stuff. But the real message is in the love of Jesus Christ for his people. Unless the Lord left us a remnant, we'd all been as Sodom and Gomorrah. But also there's a warning in that you so hard-headed, Sodom and Gomorrah may have heard it quicker than you. So we need to be cautious and not be carried away with what some would call worship.
North and I were talking about yesterday, talking about the 127th Psalm, verse 1. We're all familiar with it. Except the Lord build the house they labor in vain that build it. But it also says, and we're familiar with that part, but I don't think some people are so familiar with the second part. The second part, just as important as the first part, second part is, except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. And that's exactly what we're seeing here in Isaiah. The watchman is waking. I mean, he's preaching the truth of God, and he's preaching it in no uncertain terms, but the people won't listen. They ain't going to have it. It's amazing, isn't it? But that keeps us from being presumptuous, doesn't it? Except the Lord build the house. But yeah, Sodom and Gomorrah, the Lord himself said it. If these things had been done in Sodom and Gomorrah, they would have repented long ago. He told that to the Jews of his day, face to face. Isn't it amazing? Just absolutely amazing. And they,
that was a song they were supposed to know.
All the way down. They rehearse it to their children. Amazing, isn't it? It's just mind-boggling. The depravity of man is so deep until no wonder it's described as being dead in trespasses and sins.